American Top 40.
We're counting down the week's hottest hits, and the countdown doesn't stop till we reach the top. Well, now we're up to a rock and roll idol of millions. All of his fans would love to be his friend. But you know, 20 years ago, back in high school, he didn't have many friends at all. This is the story of Bruce Springsteen. When Bruce sings his song Glory Days in concert, he sometimes tells stories about his days in school. "I hated school," he laughs. Only it's no joke. Growing up in Freehold, New Jersey, Bruce was a loner in school, a misfit. He didn't belong to any of the cliques or the in-groups. And he says, "I bounced back and forth trying to figure out where I fit in. I didn't do anything. I just kind of was. Until rock and roll and the guitar." In 1965, when he was 16, Bruce joined his first band, a group called the Castiles. He says it was the first time he felt like he ever belonged. But that didn't stop the pressure at school. Bruce told biographer Dave Marsh, "By the end of high school, I didn't have much to do with anybody. I almost didn't graduate because the kids in my class wouldn't let me. I was playing in a band and my hair was real long. And they weren't going to let me graduate unless I cut my hair. Some glory days, huh?" But Bruce says he can now find meaning in those unhappy times. He saw his parents struggling, too. He saw people frustrated and compromised. Quote, "Music saved me. The only thing that was ever true, the only thing that never let me down, was rock and roll." End of quote. At number 13, here's Bruce Springsteen, One Step Up. Bruce Springsteen and One Step Up, third hit from his album Tunnel of Love. The first two made the top 10. This one's heading that direction, climbing four notches to 13 this week. 12 big ones to number one as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Coast to Coast.